Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area.
The Broken Hearts Gallery is a young adult's romantic comedy about a woman named Lucy who has this dream of opening an art gallery so she can display her collection of mementos from relationships that ended. We don't discover till the end of the film how Lucy came to have this dream. And that discovery was really the only redeeming feature of the whole thing.
This is a cute, maybe overly cute, romantic comedy for millennials that exists in an otherworldly rom-com dimension. Geraldine Viswanathan plays a young woman who saves those mementos, as you said, from her many failed romances to turn them into a gallery exhibit. And you never really have to ask the question, can she ever find true love? Because this story exists in that alternate universe of the romantic comedy.
The characters aren't cute or endearing, but they're trying awfully hard to be that way. Acting, to me, is often below average.
Well, I may have to disagree with you a little bit, Susan, about the cast members. They're affable, and the movie has some hearty laughs. My problem is that the sometimes amusing dialogue often sounds like it's all coming from the same voice.
The main character, Lucy, is really off-putting. A loud, obnoxious woman who talks in rapid-fire, snappy one-liners that are meant to show how clever and with it she is. Oh my, it's exhausting.
I have to admit, I found it somewhat tiring, too. First-time writer-director Natalie Krinsky shows some promise, but I think she'd have had better results here if she'd attempted a bit more realism and didn't rely on sitcom dialogue rhythms.
Russ, maybe this film has a place in drive-in movies, but summer is ending.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.